lot about Dorothy and Virgil Maddox.
We learned what we can do to help represent them in our park. So these are raised garden beds because Dorothy was a gardener. She had beautiful cut flower garden in the area. She was a flower arranger. She received many awards for her flower arrangement. So because of that, we've created the raised beds as representative of her gardens. And yes.
Claudia pointed out that these large leaf plants are from Dorothy's original garden.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, okay. Wonderful. That is so cool.
I didn't realize that.
I did not know that either. Yeah. We're always learning.
So do the beds maintain this?
Let's stay together so that this is one of Dorothy's gardens here. And this flower garden was right here in this area here. So that's another thing that we do as we learn more about our hosts, our Dorothy and Virgil. We can certainly represent them more in our parks. And when we go to different events around town to represent Maddox Cliff. So we'll go down here. One of the things that we do here is that we have work parties on the third Saturday of every month. We partner with Solve. They provide volunteers. We provide the friends volunteers, and then neighbors come out periodically to help. And they help in maintaining the gardens, maintaining the trails, maintaining the grounds in general. We pull the invasives, the trifecta, blackberries, holly trees, and ivy. As you can see, the foundation here is where Virgil's boat barn was, his pole barn, right along the foundation here. So this whole area was his pole barn. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but I'm going to wait until the end. What I want to do first is to have you look. Last year we received a community grant, and with that we were able to add some volunteers, donation money to create our history display boards and to create our Heron Watch program display board, educational display boards. So this is what we did with our money. We also have a Heron Watch because I don't know if you know that we have Goat Island just right across the river here in the channel, and there's a heron rookery there that has, I think right now, about 47 active nests. Over there. So once a month from March through June, we hold heron watches. We bring out our scopes and we bring out our displays, and we're able to have the kids and the adults look up close at these birds. I mean, it's just amazing. They're observing mating behaviors, nesting, twig stealing, feeding, and fledging. And so it's really just a wonderful time to expose them to the wildlife that we have in our neighborhoods. And this is one of the areas. And the board always feels like getting kids, getting adults to learn about nature, learn about their animal neighbors is important. And with the rookery there and the uniqueness of these great blue herons, it's just a wonderful opportunity for them to get excited. And as they get excited about these, the heron rookery is not in a vacuum. So besides the herons, we see bald eagles, cormorants, grebes, we're just Canada geese, beaver,
osprey.
I mean, there's just a tremendous amount of wildlife that is viewed here in just 2 hours once a month. And of course, if you come, we're always encouraging people to come with their own binoculars and look for themselves. Friends of Maddox Woods Volunteer of the City. So this section of it was put in, I think, about 2 years ago. This is where we have our viewing station for the Heron Watch in February, March, and April. By the time May comes along and the leaf out is pretty thick out there, we migrate over to the north end, because the views are better for the nests at that point, looking across. So there's 47 active nests that we know of, probably more, across there. In the dust area, it's probably a little too early, but we usually have resident beavers out here going back and forth to the island. But as you can see, we've got erosion going on both sides. This observation deck used to extend out further, but when we had our first major erosion, they ended up reducing it back to, I think this was the original footprint of it, and right now it seems pretty stable. It's a very critical spot. As you can see, when you're on this observation deck, you have got the most fantastic views, especially when the leaves have dropped, both to the north and south. To me, it's one of the most beautiful places to view the river, upriver and downriver. And of course, it's just great. It's so close to Goat Island. It's a beautiful spot.
When the Maddoxes lived here, however, there was a much steeper slope. And in one of the floods in 96, a lot of this silt was brought back in. So it kind of built up this front yard. The Lord has taken it away.
It's organic.
It's organic.
Most of it came in 97. Yeah. That's how Steve did it.
Just for a foot.
Yeah, so we ended up with a bunch of property.
I knew I didn't have it.
Right.
Once this high, you get more. Once this high, you get more.
Yeah, it's funny how that happened.
Well, you can, in those panels, yeah, you can see some of the information about the floods.
Little stopped into that thing about 3 feet.
No, you get them, you're right.
And a little bit of judicious irrigation from above. That's my thing all the time.
We did do some of that on the other side, but then that went away last year, I think 2 years ago.
What I'm concerned about is that to me this looks bad, but I don't think this is it doesn't seem like this is erosion coming from the base. It seems like
This is kind of a hidden gem, though. This is kind of like Robinhood, you know. As much as we try to push things out for them and they push things out, it's still an unknown gem down here, really.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've lived here 50 years. I know.
If there's a positive,
there's always.